town is actually quite a small area. It's in effect, it's a really big city block. It's I think about 18 or 19 high-rise buildings. One of them is community housing, but they're mostly privately owned. But it's become an incredibly diverse area, and it's an area where a lot of new immigrants have first come to. It's a very interesting, very, very incredibly diverse, like hundreds of languages spoken in that. It's the most densely packed census tract in Canada, apparently.
That's Bob Gardner, Director of Policy at the Wellesley Institute in Toronto, describing St. Jamestown, an area where his organization has been conducting groundbreaking research for over a decade. If, like the Wellesley Institute, your interest were in helping to shape government policy to improve urban health, you could scarcely dream up a richer setting than St. Jamestown. So many ethnocultural groups living in similar circumstances provides a rare opportunity to identify the primary determinants of immigrants' health. Over the years, the Wellesley Institute has built a strong connection with the people of St. Jamestown in its function as an incubator for effective public health policy. Most recently, Wellesley's research has looked at how the living conditions in the neighborhood itself improves or imperils the health of its residents. Bob Gardner describes the approach his organization takes in looking at the complex cluster of issues collectively referred to as urban health.
There's a danger in academic research particularly, and in the way governments operate, to be quite siloed about social determinants. What we try and do is see that the social determinants are very much interactive with each other, very much integrated, and that their impact is both cumulative, and you see that at an individual level in terms of the idea of impact over life course, and cumulative in a community and a population level, in which you'll see such concentrated disadvantage in particular neighborhoods that are poor, and then maybe they have a high proportion of racialized or new immigrant people. They may not be well serviced by municipal and other social and health and infrastructure services, and so on. So a real cumulative disadvantage.
To get a complete picture of the lives of participants, the research is conducted in non-traditional ways. The goal here is to work in partnership with community members on the issues that matter most to them.
People who live in a particular community are collecting their understanding of it and documenting their understanding of it. That kind of community-based research and participatory research is going to yield much more nuanced and richer understanding of the opportunities for good health of disadvantaged populations particularly. So it's really, really important for planning, for policy development, and so on.
The words research and policy development typically summon images of academic conferences, journal articles, and lengthy discourses on topics of little interest to those being discussed. There is always a danger that researchers can become more interested in analyzing their data than helping the people whose lives are represented in that data. But there is a special connection to the St. Jamestown community animating the work of the Wellesley Institute.
We arose out of that community. The old Wellesley Hospital used to be, in effect, on the corner of St. Jamestown. That hospital was a victim of the restructuring process in the 80s. There was quite a big community mobilization to try and save the hospital. It was really well regarded locally. At one level, that didn't work. The hospital was closed. All the clinical stuff was transferred to St. Michael's. But in effect, a pot of money was saved. That money is the endowment upon which the Wellesley Institute operates. So our focus continued to be urban health. Now we're a research and policy institute, not a healthcare delivery site. The board has always felt, though, that we want to stay connected to those historical roots in Southeast Toronto. We've always been interested in urban health. You think about, well, how are we going to drive change in urban health? It's not just having better community health centers or hospitals or doctors or what have you. It's about addressing the underlying determinants of health. So that's a theme in a lot of our work, how you actually translate social determinants of health into policy action. How would you actually implement them? You know, how do you align them with the sorts of pressures and incentives that actually make governments work?
Wellesley's use of action-based research is a sign of the progress that has been made in public health studies. Traditionally, members of disadvantaged populations were treated as subjects by researchers rather than co-investigators. Wellesley has led a number of qualitative projects using arts-based techniques in which St. Jamestown residents have contributed from start to finish.
Essentially involving community all along, at every stage, from defining the research to doing the research to interpreting the findings and then to trying to get some action on the findings.
Arising out of those projects Wellesley conducted over 5 years was a second phase of research in partnership with the Center for Research on Inner City Health, or CRICH, part of a much larger study looking at immigrants' mental health and well-being in a number of Toronto neighborhoods. Wellesley focused on St. Jamestown as part of that study. This round was a more quantitative study, looking at a topic that other researchers had studied previously called the healthy immigrant effect. Bob Gardner explains.
Immigrants to Canada are generally healthier than the Canadian average, and of course that's because they're selected for good health. So there's quite a bit of research literature on that health deteriorates relatively quickly after arriving, and in 5 or 10 years the health of most immigrants is worse than the Canadian average, and sometimes really bad. The drivers of these changes are not access to health care. They're all about the kinds of jobs and the amount of money that immigrants are able to earn, and then the interest in that was emerging not just within Wellesley but all over the place on a neighborhood-based, place-based research. How well connected it is, the focus on social capital.
The data from the CRICH study are being analyzed, and a report is expected to be released shortly. Conducting such research with people who face significant challenges in their daily lives makes it all the more important that their time and effort be rewarded and their needs anticipated.
There are some obstacles that are fairly common to community-based research projects, and that is that the whole point and the ethos is to involve local community residents. But these people are often doing two jobs, or they're doing really precarious low-end jobs and they're worn out at the end of the day and so on. So, there are those kinds of obstacles. You work around them by making sure you provide childcare, by providing some honorariums for people where you can. And we learned this as we went, language and interpretation. And I think increasingly we're able to provide interpretation or partner with people who spoke the different local languages.
Asked to identify some tangible benefits for residents who participated in the research, Bob Gardner pointed first to the resolution of some issues around living conditions, such as the relocating of a garbage site and improving garbage collection services. These problems were successfully addressed after residents brought their concerns to city councilors and staff. On top of that, Gardner listed less obvious ways in which Wellesley's connection to the community has benefited residents of St. Jamestown.
It has been part of a real groundswell of local interest in health equity and in immigrant health, certainly. So I think it's been part of keeping equity on the agenda, for example, of Toronto Central Lynn. Now, in fact, Toronto Central Lynn has developed a coordinating project of health and social services that is based in St. Jamestown. Now, I don't think you can draw a direct line between our work and that project, although we did recommend exactly that thing, and we have worked very closely with Toronto Central Lynn. There was another big thing that came out of it, a multi-million-dollar and multi-year project on youth employment, and it was centered in St. Jamestown. It came out of this being identified as a big project or a big problem in our research. This program was called Youth for Change. So it became quite a big youth employment project. We've stayed involved in that kind of youth-oriented community building ever since.
Especially in immigrant populations, the phrase urban health spans a mind-boggling array of global issues and hyper-local norms and customs. Organizations like the Wellesley Institute meet this complexity head-on, using innovative research to gather information about population health and tell stories in ways that numbers simply cannot. Their work considers health in a broad context and respects the participants' knowledge by placing it at the center of the research effort. In one of the most diverse neighborhoods in the world's most ethnically diverse city, these researchers and residents are working together to help improve the experience of immigrants to Canada and to ensure that the promise of a new beginning is not an empty one.